Alright, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and I'm back. Yeah, I decided to do some more of this video because I found a basic container. Just looking around, I found one right outside Janet's home. But, to keep you guys abreast, I want to also let you know what I found. Not in there. But I found some stuff in the church, too. Not there. So basically, I found this path, broken key or a chest key. You need 4 broken keys to make a chest key. 7 torches to activate. That door is locked. And,
I think so.
This. First Peter 5:8. Be alert and of sober mind. Your demon enemy prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Oh.
What could this be?
A chest key. And of course, we've already opened the chest here, but there's just been a lot of chest keys recently. Can't go in there, you need a key for that. Special key. So, now that I have this, what am I gonna do? Well, I'm gonna make the bomb. Let's hurry up. Rock bomb. No. Yeah. Whoops. I hate that there's no combine option. That would be so much easier than the way they've got it. All right. And I got one. Don't forget, there's also another one you need to bomb somewhere in the lighthouse. Not yet, though. But I'll show you guys where it is.
What could this be?
Well, I'll be damned. Wasn't that something? Ask and ye shall receive. Grim, don't you get biblical. Keep in mind the kind of game you're playing. Look, the Lord provides. I was like, wow, I didn't know if I was going to get that. Let's see. Let's get another one. Base container. All right.
I did it.
So now we're going to bomb all the stuff we need to, which is... Hold on, let me grab that. What the hell are you doing? You're gonna blow up the place messing around with explosives. Sorry, Albert, I'll try not to explode your place. I guess I can't get that right now. That was kind of funny. Alright, lady, sorry to keep you waiting. I had to find a basic container. Ah. Oh my god, what did you do? Fuck, Grim, what was that? It was a bomb. I made a few of them so I could break rocks in the cave. Damn, Grim, you really know your shit. I hope my dad didn't hear that. What was that, alien? Damn it, I'm over here trying to clean my jerky. Come on, girls, follow me. Whoa, it's as big as the other one. Or the other room, rather. Hey, look, there's something here. What is it? Mr. Bones. Ah, it's a skeleton! Run! No way, it's an old skeleton. Holy shit. Where the hell did Aelia go? Kaylee, I found an old staff here too. It may have belonged to this guy. You found a staff, like a magic staff? I gave it to another treasure hunter. What? The girl we saw trespassing on the island from before. She found the cave too. I don't understand. Kaylee, you can't tell a soul. What are you talking about? Can you keep a secret? Of course I can. We're already keeping secrets. Claire and I are looking for the treasure of Nadia. What's that? It's a massive treasure worth like a bazillion dollars. That's not a real number. Okay, I don't know how much it's worth, but Sophia is involved, and she wouldn't be involved in anything that isn't big. You can't tell anyone, okay, Kaylee? Damn it, Grim, you're so bad at keeping secrets. What? You're gonna tell Mom about me and my problem. No, Kaylee, I've not said a word. I promise. Okay, Grim, I won't tell anyone about the Chronicles of Narnia as long as you don't embarrass me about my own problems. It's called the Treasure of Nadia, and it's a real thing. Sure, Grim, whatever you say. We better get out of here. Aelia is probably telling her mom all about the dead guy. Kaylee, I did tell one other person about your issue. Jesus, Grim, I knew it! No, wait, she can help you. The doctor? Yeah, Dr. Amor, she wants to help you. What can she possibly do? She's a sex doctor. She knows everything about sex. And I think he's right on this one, folks. Is that a real thing? Oh yeah, I know her from first-hand experience. She knows her stuff. Will she keep it secret? Of course, you can trust her. I trust her. I don't know, I feel silly. I think it's important, Kaylee. Will you do it for me? What do you care? I care about you, Kaylee. I want you to be happy. The happy girl I knew when we were kids is still there. I know it. Grim, don't be mushy. You'll make me throw up. Come on, dumb face. Let's get out of here. Hey!
Calm down, Aelia. Talk slower.
What did you see, Aelia? It was a skeleton in the cave! What cave?
What did you two tell my daughter?
She's telling the truth. There's a dead guy under your island.
That's crazy talk.
Sam, let's call the ranger. They're clearly not lying about it.
I want to see this for myself.
Oh no, my secret spot! Sam, go inside and call the ranger.
Fine. Aelia, come with me.
But Dad...
Come, now.
Bye, guys. Maybe you can come back after the ranger cleans up the dead guy. What the hell did you see? It was a skeleton in a cave. I know it's hard to believe, but there might be a giant cave system under Cape Vedra. And the entrance is an alias secret spot? Yeah, it's not a big entrance, but the cave is huge. Is it safe to take a look? You might not want to go in there. It's fine. I was fine. Now this I have to see.
Ooh, she's going.
I'll meet you at the doctor's office, Grim, but I'm not going in there without you. Okay, Kaylee, I'll meet you there. Thanks, Grim. So where to next?
Okay, we have to meet up with her. But what about what's in the cave? Kinda wanna see it.
Hi there.
Well, I'll be damned. Who'd have guessed this was here? The skeleton is in the next room, but it looks really old. I'll be sure to point it out to the ranger once he gets here. I don't know if this is a pirate, Cape Ventura native, or Tikpak tribesman, but it has to be one of those.
I don't think so.
There's a whirling vortex of water. I can't cross here. Nothing. Okay. All right, so now what? Nope. Hey.
What's new?
I don't know about this, Grim. It's okay, Kaylee. I know the doctor really well. She's very nice. Come on, follow me.
Hello.
We'd like to see Dr. Moore. What's the reason for the visit? I have a broken leg. Really, Kaylee?
Hello.
This must be Kaylee. Hello, miss. I'm not sick or anything. I... It's okay, Kaylee. Grim told me a little about your problem. Why don't the two of you come into the exam room?
Well, maybe we will.
Go on, Kaylee. It'll be fine. Grim here told me you have anxiety about sex. Well, yeah. A little bit. And you're 20 years old? Yes, ma'am. By your age, it would be normal to have had many sexual experiences. She's never even had a boyfriend. Grim! It's okay, Kaylee. You can tell me everything. I'm here to help you. I feel so stupid being here. This is crazy. Kaylee, it was good you came. Your anxiety will not go away on its own. You've fallen into a cycle of avoidance. Shit, that sounds bad. What you need is exposure therapy. What the hell is that? You need to expose yourself to sexual encounters. We tried that, Doc. Oh, really? What did you do? I let Kaylee watch me have sex. Oh, God, it wasn't as weird as it sounds, Doc. It's okay, Kaylee. How did it make you feel? Well, honestly, it made me feel a little better. That's a good thing. Tell me, Kaylee, what do you know about sex? I know enough. She's afraid of pain. From vaginal penetration? Well, yeah, and seeing Grim's cock doesn't help the situation. He looks like he'd kill me if he sucked that thing inside. You were thinking about that? You know, Kaylee, there are many different ways to have sex. You don't have to start out with vaginal penetration. Perhaps I should show you what I mean. Grim, would you be willing to help us out? Sure, anything to help. Let us see your penis. What? I think it's important for you to face your fears, Kaylee. Don't worry, I'm just gonna demonstrate for you. Yes, ma'am, if you think it'll help, I'll make that sacrifice. Do you feel that, Kaylee? It's smooth and there's some softness to it despite its aroused state. What are you going to do with it, Doc? There are three common ways to have sex. Understanding each method will help you alleviate some of your anxiety. Let me show you something. As you know, there is vaginal sex, but there is also anal sex, and you probably shouldn't start with the other first. Do you see my holes, Kaylee? Wow, Doc, you're really thorough in your explanation. Don't be shy, Kaylee. This education is important. Why, I never had a doctor like her. I'm sorry, Doc, but I don't see how a cock could possibly fit in there and not feel painful. And in the ass, that's crazy. It may look difficult, but the orifice is open significantly more than you might expect. I want you to use your fingers to explore me, Kaylee. What, really? Yes, you can get a close-up look at how these orifices react to penetrative action. Do it, Kaylee. I want to see this. It's okay, Kaylee. Don't be shy. Huh. Holy shit, Jessica. You've got one hell of a nice ass. This doesn't hurt? No, Kaylee. It feels nice because I'm not anxious about it. Grim, open up my vagina as well. Show Kaylee how it opens. Do you see, Kaylee? The openings will expand as the penetration size increases, and as long as you're careful and in a relaxed state. Yeah, I see. It's kinda amazing. Come on, Doc. You look like you're ready for something much bigger. I'm sorry, Grim, but vaginal penetration comes with pregnancy risk. That doesn't help me feel any better. There is one more type of sexual encounter I'd like to show Kaylee. The easiest form of penetration is oral. In the mouth? Yes, Kaylee, the mouth can open more easily than the other orifices, even while under stress. If you can't shake the anxiety, starting with oral sex can give you the confidence to move to more advanced positions. How do you do it? It's a matter of relaxing your throat and training your gag reflex. Put your hand on my throat, Kaylee. I'll let you feel it.
Are you going to... Well, my good gravy, Doc. I've never seen a woman's mouth open that wide. Like, I've seen memes where, like, this, you know, great big woman would have, like, a massive burger. And barely, you know, that's what I'm thinking of right now when I see that. Good Lord. Oh, fuck. Holy shit, I can feel this cock sliding in your throat. It feels so good. What if she can't breathe?
If you're worried about breathing, you can take the penis into the mouth, but not into the throat. What do you do then? What do you do with all the cum? The best course of action would be to swallow it. Gross! If you're sharing the moment with a trusted partner, it's natural to enjoy the flavor and to feel satisfied with consuming it. Grim, let's not keep you aroused any longer. Would you please ejaculate into my mouth so we can show Kaylee?
Hell yeah!
Are you going to come in her mouth? Yeah, Kaylee, I'm going to come. I felt the cum, Grim. It's in her mouth now. Oh, fuck, that was fantastic. See, Kaylee? It's a very pleasant experience. That didn't look very difficult at all. I bet I can do that. That's the spirit, Kaylee. Did it taste good? Oh yes, it's very fulfilling to swallow your partner's semen. Here, Kaylee, you can still smell it. Holy shit, Doc, you're freaking amazing. It does smell nice. Do you feel less anxious, Kaylee? So if all else fails, I can use my mouth? Of course, and in time you'll want to move on to other things. The most important thing is to meet someone you're comfortable with and trust. That's 100%. Sex game or not, that's the number one thing. Men, women, people that consider themselves something else. Most important thing is to meet someone you're comfortable with and trust. 100%. If you're not comfortable with somebody, if you don't trust them, please don't have sex with them.
Don't even get intimate with them if you can't trust them, because that's going to be fucking horrible. Easier said than done. I'm dreading going to college. It's fun, Kaylee. You'll like it. I guess I can't stay with Mom forever. A girl as pretty as you should meet a nice young man in no time. Right. Thank you, Doc, for helping me out. I told you she was great. It's my pleasure. I'm happy to help the both of you. Do you have any kids, Jessica? Oh, I'm not married. I've been very busy with my work. But Grim here was nice enough to take me out for drinks. Are you two dating? Haha, oh no, I couldn't date a patient. Grim has a girlfriend, you know. Oh yes, I heard. A very lucky girl. It's been fun, Jessica, but we should probably go now. Good luck, Kaylee. I'm sure you'll do fine whenever you choose to have your first sexual experience. Thanks. Goodbye, Doc. That was really sweet of you to bring Kaylee here for help. You're a kind-hearted soul, Grim. She's my friend. I had to help her. It's too bad you don't date patients, Jessica. Well, maybe some incentive for you to stay healthy, Grim. Is that all it would take? You better go, Grim. You don't want to keep Kaylee waiting. Thanks, Jessica. I can't believe her methods. She's crazy. But it was helpful. I'm sorry if it was weird for you, Grim. It was fun as hell for me. Do you think it's weird that I was there? Well, I'm almost used to it. I'm almost used to it now. You've seen me do it twice. It's like old times, Grim. I really feel you care about me. I always have. You're my friend. Even if sometimes you can be a little annoying. I'm not annoying. You're just mad because you can never beat me in anything. I'm not as weak as I was when I was a kid, Kaylee. I'm a grown man now. Grim, are you going back to the cave? The park ranger's probably there now that Sam reported a dead body. Oh, did you want to go back? It's very interesting. I had no idea that there were big caves in Cape Vedra. Oh yeah, I found several big cavern rooms, but it's very dangerous down there. I'd love to see it. Kaylee, I shouldn't have said anything. It's unexplored territory. It's not safe for you. I can handle myself. I know, Kaylee, but Janet would kill me if I got you into trouble. Hell, she may kill me anyway if she ever found out I'd been in those caves. I won't say anything. You should go home, Kaylee. You know, Janet is very lonely at home. I know, Grim. Times have changed. She'll be even more lonely when you leave for school. She met Elia's mom. That's true. I think she'll be okay. Just keep an eye on her. She really enjoys your company, Kaylee. I was wrong about you, Grim. What are you saying? You're a caring person. You've grown up. I've always cared. It's just my priorities were different before I left. But I like being here in Cape Vedra. It still feels like home. See you around, Grim. Speaking of the caves, I wonder if Claire's returned with her goons. Once she sees that the rocks have been blasted away, she'll know it was me who did it. I wonder which caves we're talking about here. Oh, get that. Kaylee, what are you doing here? Look what I found, Grim. It's another cave. I know, I found it earlier. You did? What the hell is this place? It's native ruins. It's an old shrine. Cape Vedra natives? Yeah, from long ago. Kaylee, I thought you went home. I took a detour because I wanted to find the cave. If Janet knew you were here, she'd be pissed. I know, I'm going home soon. I just had to check it out myself. So now you want to be a treasure hunter too? Come on, Grim, I just want to have some fun, that's all. How much deeper can we go? Well, the cave is really big. Show me. Fine, but stay close and we can't be here long. Can't really go that way.
This is about as far as we can go, Kaylee. And no one else knows about this place?
Not yet, but there's another woman who's looking for treasure. It's only a matter of time before she gets this... Let's try that one again. It's only a matter of time before she, too, gets this far. This is a lot of fun, Grim. It's nice and quiet here. You're not scared? I'm not scared of anything. Well, that's not entirely true. Oh, yeah. Grim.
Yeah, Kaylee?
Was it weird when I touched your dick?
No, well, I mean, it is... I guess it is kind of weird.
But, like, it's not sex, right? I mean, just touching isn't.
I suppose it's not really sex, Kaylee.
Why do you ask?
Does it feel good to just use your hands?
Well, that's how a dude masturbates. We use our hands.
And it feels good?
Of course, or we wouldn't do it, silly.
Do you think a guy would be cool if that's all he got?
Hey, it's better than nothing. I'm sure any guy would be happy to have a hand job.
Yeah, I think of a few.
Can I try it on you?
You want to give me a hand job?
It's not sex, right?
I don't know. I mean, I guess not.
I want to try it.
Just me and you?
Yeah, right here, while we're alone.
Okay.
Let me see it, Grim.
Does it feel good when I touch it?
Yeah, Kaylee, your hands are warm.
How do I do the hand job?
I don't know, I mean, just stroke it, right?
Like this?
Yeah, it feels good.
It's really big.
Your hands are really small, Kaylee.
Is this better?
Damn, Kaylee, that feels pretty good.
Am I doing a good job?
Oh, yeah.
What are you thinking about?
What do you mean?
When I masturbate, I think about guys.
Are you thinking about someone?
Not really, I'm just watching you.
Do you think I'm pretty?
As a friend, sure, you're pretty.
Are you thinking about me right now?
Well, yeah.
What's wrong with her eyes?
I thought about you once.
You mean while you masturbated?
Yeah, is that weird?
I guess it's normal. You can't really control what you think all the time.
This is where your sperm is, right?
Yeah, Kaylee. Be careful with those.
Will you come?
If you keep stroking me, I will.
No, of course not. We all know pee is stored inside the balls, right?
Oh, Kaylee, that's really good.
You're going to come?
Yeah.
I can smell it on your cock.
What are you going to do?
I just want to see it.
Fuck. I'm coming!
You did really good, Kaylee.
It's warm in my hand.
What are you going to do, Kaylee?
I just want to touch it with my tongue.
You want to taste my cum?
It's not a big deal, Grim. I just want to know what it tastes like.
Okay.
How is it?
I don't know. It's weird.
The walls are wet. You can wipe your hands off.
It tastes weird.
That's the last thing a guy wants to hear, right?
The ground is shaking. What the hell is happening?
Shit, are you okay?
I'm fine. What the fuck was that?
The cave must be unstable. We should get out of here.
Wait, look! It's another skeleton. What the hell went on in this cave?
How old is it?
It's a pirate!
How do you know?
Medallion is the mark of the Nightfire. Excuse me, this medallion is the mark of the Nightfire Pirates.
Is the treasure here?
I'm getting closer. I know it.
Come on, let's get out of here before the cave collapses any further.
It's a skeleton. He used to be a pirate. I wonder how many more there are.
What could this be?
Found a pirate diary. Let's look at it.
Sickness has befallen our ship, and the relentless pursuit of the shamans has our spirits low. There are a few whispers among the crew that our new leader has gone mad. A mutiny may be in our future.
Oh shit, it's Claire. She's the woman we saw. Yeah, be quiet. Don't let them hear us.
Okay, boys. Once we get deeper into the cave, I will show you where to lay the bombs.
We have to be careful, Claire. We don't want to get trapped down here.
Don't worry. I know where we have to bomb. Shit! They're gonna come this way. Go back! They're going to see us! Shit, just stay still. Wait, the path is open.
Then let's go.
It wasn't open before. It's the kid.
What are you talking about?
The kid from before. He's looking for the treasure.
You're saying we're falling behind to some punk kid?
Never mind him. Let's move. That was a close one. Let's get out of here. Good idea. Who were those guys? Sophia hired them. They're looking for treasure in the caves. What are you doing, Grim? You can't compete with those guys. You're gonna get yourself in trouble. It's okay, Kaylee. I can handle this. Do you even know what it is you're looking for? Kaylee, I can't talk about it. If the secret gets out, the whole city is gonna be looking for it. I don't want chaos to ensue. Grim, I won't tell anyone else, but you have to level with me. It's a pirate treasure. A long time ago, there was a pirate gang called the Nightfire Pirates. They stole a treasure from a city called Teekpok and then fled to Cape Vedra. Sophia is looking for a pirate treasure here in Cape Vedra? It's not any old treasure. The Teekpok had so much wealth that their entire population went crazy. It's a really big treasure, Kaylee. If it's big enough for Sophia, do you think she's gonna let you stand in her way? The odd thing is, Claire told me that Sophia isn't interested in the treasure. That doesn't make sense. You're right, I haven't figured that one out. Promise me you'll be careful, Grim. I promise. And if you need some help, I'm here for you. Thanks, Kaylee. You're a good friend. I better get home. Mama's probably starting to worry. Remember, Kaylee, don't tell anyone, especially Janet.
Pardon.
I know, Grim. See you around. Sometimes I want to hit the mute, and I just can't get to it fast enough. I mean, it's allergies, guys. Alright. Just a couple more minutes and then we're done. You guys definitely got your H scenes, whatever. Your adult scenes. Let's see. Diana might have some more information to share if you show her the medallion.
Hello.
What's new?
Let me see what you found.
All right.
I found a pirate skeleton in the cave system. He had this medallion.
Yes, I see now. That medallion is the mark of Akab Kyako. That's what Claire said, too. This Claire woman may be onto something. After considering the possibility that the Akab Kyako looted the city of Teekpok, I researched them together. The Teekpok and Akab Kyako pirates both disappeared at the same time. The Akab Kyako pirates were chased to Cape Vedra by the Teekpok. You may be right, Grim. The Nightfire Pirates of the Mist may have met their end at the hands of the Teekpok. It's possible. The staff I found in the treasure I gave you. They are Teekpok artifacts, I know it. I think you're right, Grim. The
Nightfire Pirates and the Tikpak both met their end here in Cape Vedra 500 years ago. Something caused an entire population to abandon their city. The Akab Kako were not slave takers. They stole their fortune and the Tikpak chased them here to Cape Vedra. I would not have thought it possible, but perhaps it's true. The question remains, who or what is Nadia? The Nightfire Pirates stole from many people. There might be a connection. Thanks for the help, Diana. Grim, be careful out there. You don't know what might be waiting for you in those caves. Whatever happened here, it didn't end peacefully. I'll be careful, Diana. Okay. No. There's a lot of them open now, though. Only 22% completed still? Damn.
Hello.
Hi there.
Did you find anything more in the cave?
Take a look at this.
Where did you find this? It was next to an old dusty skeleton. I think it was a pirate.
Sickness has befallen our ship, and the relentless pursuit of the shamans has our spirits low. I hear whispers among the crew that our new leader has gone mad. A mutiny may be in our future.
So, cross between Alex Jones and a pirate.
Marr, the reptilians, we gotta stop him.
How interesting. Does this information help you? You're on the right track, Grim. The fact that there were people in the caves confirms my own suspicions. Just tell me what you're looking for, Madeline. This is dangerous work. I want to know what's in those caves. My business has no value to a little boy such as yourself. You want riches. I want something far more valuable. Madeline, you're joking me. Okay. That's how she likes to get down. You taste of youth. A naive little child.
Madeline?
What are you doing? My errand boy needs his reward. Is that? That's right, Grim. Taste it.
Wow, Madeline.
Bring me more information, Grim. What else will you do? Enough childish games. You can't expect me to help you for free. You'd be wise to stay on my good side, Grim. You don't know about the treasure, do you? Tell me more about this treasure. I've already said too much. We all have secrets, Grim. Bring me information. That's all I need from you. I'm sure we can work out a reward that will fit your taste. I'll see what I can find, but I still don't know how this helps you. Enough talk. Leave now. I do have a chest key. Remember there was a chest key I found? Nope, he's not there. Wouldn't expect him to be too in his ghastly form. Oh, something big must have happened at the library because there's a giant exclamation mark above it.
Hey there.
Hello.
Prisha, what are you doing here? I'm taking a break so I can study. There is much to learn from my new venture. How is business? I must expand my offerings, Grim. I am learning much about a new kind of plant that is in Cape Fedra, but is difficult to find. What is it? It's called maca plant, and its roots will be a good addition to my massage oils. If you're looking for the maca plant, it only grows on the north side of the river. I would love to give one of those plants for my garden. It's not an easy plant to find. If I can figure out a way to get across the river, I'll find it for you, Prisha. Thank you, Grim. I appreciate your help. I should get back to my business. Come visit soon. Do you know her? I'm helping her with her garden. Perhaps if you're heading north, you can assist me with something. What do you need? I made a discovery. What'd you find? After thinking about the possibility of the Tikpok being in Cape Fedra, I started to research books about Cape Fedra natives from the late 1500s and early 1600s. You're looking for evidence of their arrival in the early literature? Correct, and I found something interesting. Take a look at this book. The Cursed Arrival of the Spanish Fleet. The natives speak of boats coming from a faraway land. Many of the travelers met their end, while others moved ashore to be lost among the population of natives. It wasn't until years later that a successful voyage put Cape Fedra on the map as a prime port owned by Spain. I don't understand. The travelers of a so-called cursed expedition were lost among the natives of Cape Fedra. That doesn't sound like Spanish travelers to me. So do you think the author has it wrong? Spanish explorers would not simply integrate among the natives. That would be highly unusual. But the Tikpok were racially similar and could have hid among the natives undetected. An interesting theory. How would you prove it? DNA testing. But perhaps there is an even more interesting path to follow. What do you want to do? I've read what is known about the Tikpok, and archaeological digs show that the Tikpok people believed in entombing their dead on the highest peaks near their population centers. If they were here and lived long enough to integrate into the native population, then there should be burial sites dating back 400 years on the top of Mount Fedra. You want me to climb Mount Fedra? As you know, Sophia is looking for evidence of a South American presence in Cape Fedra. She's clearly looking for the Tikpok. Must be the case. I think you're right. It's too much of a coincidence. I'm going to the top of Mount Fedra, Grim. Sophia could pay very well if a Tikpok tomb is uncovered there. But I owe you, Grim. You've done a lot more for me, and I want to extend the offer to you. Help me find the Tikpok tomb. Whatever Sophia is after, we can find it, and together we can split the earnings. Sophia's already hired a team to search for her. A little competition doesn't scare me. Does it scare you? Very well, Diane. I'll help you find the tomb. Meet me later by the river, and we'll leave for Mount Fedra together. I hope you can handle yourself. Don't worry about me. I'll be ready. Now I just need to figure out a way to cross the river. The park ranger says I can rent a kayak from the parks department. I wonder where Michael is. Okay, so now we're going to be crossing the river. And this is where we're going to end it. We did an extended video. So you guys got more of Treasure of Nadia than you normally do. And that's also because I don't think I did it one week. I think we skipped it or something. But yeah, now we should be caught up. And how much are we into the game now? Still 22. But we went up from 16 to 22 quite fast. So I have a feeling we'll probably start picking up as well. Let's look at Squall Mart and see if there's... Because that usually boosts percentage when I buy this. Alright, so watch. 23. You literally get percentage points from buying outfits in the game. I know, it sounds weird, but that's literally how you do it. Alright, guys. So, I mean, there's other ways to do it, but that's one way. At any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I will see you guys next time on Grimm's on Grimm's Adult Games Corner with more Treasure of Nadia. So stay tuned.